Our scripture reading on this Christmas morning is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Luke chapter 2 and the first 20 verses. Luke has spoken of the announcement to Mary that she is to be the mother of the Messiah. Now he speaks of the birth of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, every one to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told them. And may God bless the reading of his holy and precious word. Our text this morning, as you've probably worked out, is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Here we are, another Christmas morning. Once again, we see the church decked out with greenery at the front, and the Christmas trees, the candles, and all of this in honour, in remembrance that Christ was born for us on earth below. The keynote of Christmas Day is joy, a happy Christmas, a blessed Christmas, for Christ the Saviour is born. And on this day, as so often, on Christmas morning, we go in spirit unto Bethlehem and hear the words that the angel spoke, that the angels declared to those poor shepherds. We see, first of all, the anxiety of man. We see, secondly, the glorious announcement of the angels. And thirdly, the adoration that followed. And first, the anxiety of the shepherds. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Because that's what happens in the Bible when an angel appears to sinful human beings. The glory of God, who is holy, altogether holy. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And even these shepherds, devout as they seem to have been, Even Mary, the mother of our Lord, when the angel appeared to her, even she was afraid. Because our sin seems so very sinful in the presence of our Lord. In the presence of God's holiness, we see ourselves and we are like Isaiah in the temple. Woe is me, for I am undone. And yet the angel's words begin, as so often they do when angels appear to God's people, do not be afraid. Because God does not send his angel at Christmas time to make us afraid. He does not send his angel to show us our sin, but to show us our Saviour, to tell us that there is atonement, that there is an answer for our sin, that our sin is not the last word, but Christ is God's last word. Fear not. Whatever crisis, whatever fears oppress you, fear not. Because unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, even as the prophet of old foretold. The announcement of the angel, glad tidings. From heaven above to earth I come to bring glad news to every home, as Dr. Luther puts it. The angel comes to bring glad tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. The Christmas morning service should set the tone for Christmas. And that tone is a tone of great joy. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. That the joy of Christmas is rooted in this great fact that God for us his Son has given, that God has sent his Son. There is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, a Deliverer, one who was born to save his people from their sins, to deliver us from sin itself, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, who fulfills every promise that God has given, the promise of redemption, the promise that his people, the race that sat in darkness, the people who sat in darkness, have seen a great light. And that light is the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who gives light and life, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. The gospel is the answer to our anxieties. Here we are, it's another second Christmas with COVID and all that, and we have our various anxieties because of it. What's going to happen? What announcements might be made next week? But the answer to it all is the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was born to deal with our deepest problem, our truest problem, our sin, a Saviour who is called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And that answer begins to man with the manger and leads all the way to the cross, because he who is laid in the manger grew up. I'll always remember an old minister who is, I trust, with the Lord now, who Christmas morning, he said, people like the babe in the manger, but we must never forget the babe in the manger becomes the man upon the cross. And people don't like the man upon the cross. But the man upon the cross there is not defeated. Rather, he cries out, "It is finished." And by his cross and passion, thus he redeems, delivers all those who put their trust in him. And the joy of Christmas morning is a joy of knowing sins forgiven, redemption. A joy of knowing that God came into our world for us and our salvation. Glory to God in the highest. Christ, by his work, glorifies God. He gives glory to the Father, because he always does that which pleases the Father. He glorifies, exalts the law of God, because the penalty of the law that we have broken, that he pays. And he glorifies the law because he always kept the law. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. It is both the glorification of God and God drawing near to us, Emmanuel, God with us. Child for us sinners, poor and in the manger. God with us. God could not be any closer to us than he is in Jesus Christ. The Word became flesh, says the Apostle John, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Peace on earth. Why? Because being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Because Christ by his cross has made peace. He came to make peace. Man at war with man and man at war with God. And he is our peace. He is the one who has given his life to make peace and taken it up again. And so we know our peace because Christ has made it. Peace on earth. Whatever struggles there may be in the world, whatever unrest there is, peace is found in Jesus Christ. And then thirdly, we see the adoration. First of all, the angels praised him. The angels are praising God. Secondly, when the angels had gone away, the shepherds said, "Let us go, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord." And they, those ordinary shepherds, ordinary people, they made their way into Bethlehem. And they saw there that family, Joseph and Mary and the child lying in the manger. A family who were quite ordinary to look at. The only extraordinary matter was the child lying in the manger. Not to a palace, but to an ordinary home, the shepherds went. And there they saw God drawing near to us in our ordinary lives. We live in an age when there are so many folk telling us to be extraordinary. Well, God doesn't say be extraordinary as a law. God says ordinary is good. Ordinary is fine. Because God came into our ordinary. And the glory transforms our ordinary. Because we see God in the face of that babe in the manger. And from that then springs our public adoration, this public service, when we sing and praise and rejoice. But also there is another form of adoration mentioned here that goes along with it, and that is Mary's adoration. Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She didn't fully understand it. Who could? Who can? But she kept these things and pondered them in her heart. She mulled over them. She thought about them. And we too mull over these things in our hearts. We think about these things. We think about the good news. God with us. The child in the manger. God in Christ. Redeeming. Reconciling. Glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So was the angel's announcement then. And those words echo down the centuries. So that on this Christmas morning again we hear them. And again we know that they are true. Because of that child born for us. All those many, many centuries ago. Because unto us a child is born. And unto us a son is given. Oh, may we indeed at this Christmas time not only rejoice, but also ponder in our hearts God's glorious love in Christ. Amen.